Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's episode 722 of the Short Time Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Hall of Fame wrestling writer, broadcaster, and announcer Jason Bryant. Today on the show, it is another media day, and I've talked about how much I like these. This one's the KCAC Women's Wrestling Media Day, talking with the schools in the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference. And in case you're wondering who they are from a women's wrestling standpoint, we got a couple of affiliates, so it's not quite the same as the men, but Avila Doan, Friends, Hastings, Midland, Ottawa, Jamestown, St. Mary, and York of Nebraska. That's who we're going to be talking to today. Nate Noss, again, from the NWCA and the president of the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association, will moderate. I sent a bunch of questions in for each coach, so you're going to get some feedback on the growth of women's wrestling. In case you're wondering why, yeah, one, media days are great. You can get a lot of coaches, a lot of programs highlighted, but also the NAIA women are having a national championship, an official national championship, not an invitational. They've done an invitational the last couple of years. Well, they went emerging sport. They are now a championship sport as the NAIA has over 40 schools. They're ready to raise the red banner. So in the NAIA, they give you this big red banner, white letters and blue trim. That is basically like their beauty shot at the end of a tournament. Let's unroll the big red banner. And that is something that the NAIA schools go for. They highlight prominently in their athletic departments. And now women's wrestling is a championship sport. We'll touch on that. We'll talk about the KCAC being the first conference to sponsor women's wrestling as a sport, among other things. Other things to touch on, we know you got the World Cup coming up here in Iowa City. Check out all the details for the men's and women's competition December 10th and 11th, 2022 at the Extreme Arena, Iowa River Landing, Coralville, Iowa. More information there, www.iowacity.com. I'm actually heading out next week to Azerbaijan to announce the Greco-Roman World Cup in Baku, the second time in my life I'll be going to Baku. The first time I ever needed to get a passport, yep, was to go to Baku to the World Championships in 2007. So going a little Greco over there next week after a trip to Little Rock, where they open up with Wachita Baptist to start the college wrestling season on November 1st. So getting the countries of the world and the states of the country all thrown together. So I'm going from Arkansas to Azerbaijan within 24 hours. I don't know if anybody's ever done that. I'm sure if they have, they're few and far between. But as we talk about what's coming up to Iowa City, Josh Schamberger is going to come on the show in early November to talk about what's going on at the World Cup of Freestyle Wrestling. It'll be the first time men and women are combined in the same facility in the Extreme Arena, 5,000 seats. It is a perfect place for wrestling. And if you like the craft beer, you got a brewery right down the street. Like that place, and they've got 30 Hop, good restaurant, bunch of good restaurants around the area. That place has blown up, and Josh Schamberger is a big reason why. Also coming to the table is something I've been part of for the last month or so. It's the Gear Up campaign I've joined in conjunction with Beat the Streets National. Check out how you can help outfit kids by going to matttalkonline.com/gearup. So every $50 donated outfits a wrestler that needs it with $200 worth of gear. Let's make sure we don't lose the next great in our sport because we have a barrier to access when it comes to just simple money. I mean, we know times are tight, but sometimes these families, they're tighter for them. And if they want to have the benefits of what we've seen with the sport of wrestling, no matter how good you are, you can contribute at matttalkonline.com/gearup. I've set a personal goal of trying to raise $5,000. Beat the Streets National's trying to raise $100,000. Right now, Danny Deal, Mark Williams, and myself are the only three that have donated through the Matt Talk Online Gear Up campaign. So that is my team. That's how I can track it. So matttalkonline.com/gearup. This is a partnership between Beat the Streets National, ASICS, Gear to Compete, and Rezolite, which has been a longtime supporter of this program and this network. And as always, I'd like to thank you for spending your time with me, because you've always got time for short time. Now, KCAC Women's Wrestling Media Day. Up now, Nate Noss, take it away after the swoosh.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 2022 KCAC Women's Wrestling Media Day. I'm Nate Noss, Communications and Marketing Director for the National Wrestling Coaches Association, and I also serve as the president of the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association. I'd like to thank the KCAC for allowing me to take part in today's event. It's an exciting time of year as competitions are just around the corner. This morning, we will be joined by the head coach from each of the 9 KCAC women's programs. Before we go any further, we need to thank our wonderful sponsors, IMA and Dissinger Reed. Without their generous support, events like this would not be possible. At this time, we will step aside for an IMA commercial.
Never slowing, never stopping, pushing forward every hour, every day, every quarter, every year. You don't do it for yourself. You do it for your company, your employees, your community, for all of us. That is why IMA is proud to help ensure the companies that form the backbone of America. Together, we are better. Together, we make a difference.
At this time, we welcome Nick White, who works in business development for IMA. Nick, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Scott, Mark, and the entire KCAC team for all the work you do on behalf of the conference and the media days. IMA is grateful to be able to partner with KCAC for over 10 years, sponsoring media days and Champions of Character Awards. IMA currently partners with 12 of the conference schools. We partner with colleges and honor all of the following three areas: athletic student health, employee benefits, and property and casualty insurance. We were founded in Wichita, and we currently have over 1,700 employees, ranking us as the third largest privately insurance brokerage firm in the United States. Currently partner with over 200 educational institutions. Thank you for the opportunity to partner with the KCAC and wish every team and coach success in the upcoming season. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Nick. And another big thank you to IMA for your support. We continue this morning with Dissinger Reed Collegiate Sports Consultant, Andrew Allen. Good morning, Andrew, and thank you for hopping on this morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Nate. First of all, thank you to Scott and Mark for all the work you guys do in putting these together and your leadership inside the KCAC. Kind of echoing a little bit on what Nick had said with IMA, we work very closely with IMA on all aspects of student athlete health and well-being and their accident in insurance. So in the unfortunate event one of your athletes gets injured for our clients, it's our job to make sure that they get the best possible care to get them back on the mat as quickly as possible. So good luck to everybody on their season. If there's anything we can do to help you guys out throughout the course of the year, let us know. Happy to help out. And thanks again for allowing us to be a part of it. Appreciate it.
We really appreciate you taking time this morning to talk with Andrew, and thanks to the support of Dissinger Reed. At this time, I'd like to introduce and welcome KCAC Commissioner Dr. Scott Crawford, who will take this time to address the media.
Well, I've been doing this for, 2.5 years, and sometimes I still don't remember to unmute myself. But I really just wanted to take the opportunity to express my gratitude to our partners, IMA Financial and Dissinger Reed. As Nick mentioned, 10 plus years with IMA, and it's 8 plus years with Dissinger Reed. And to be able to partner with as many as 12 of our 13 full-time schools, and potentially with our purse board members as well, and to make sure that that in terms of insurance needs, that those are being met, and tremendous partners in IMA and Dissinger Reed, and can't thank them enough. They're probably getting tired of being part of these media days, but this is a great opportunity for us to showcase the 30 sports that the KCAC sponsors within the NAIA. And we're just really proud of the fact that we were the first conference to sponsor women's wrestling in the NAIA. And I'm even more tickled that we've been very fortunate for Jamestown to have hosted for several years now the National Invitational, and this year the inaugural National Championship in women's wrestling. It's a great feather in their cap, and by association with them, we're very excited as a conference to be part of that as well. And so we're up to 9 schools, and you're here to listen to those 9 coaches today. I'd like to welcome specifically Doan, our newest member that we were able to bring in earlier this fall, and taking us to 9 programs puts us near the top of NAI conferences in terms of conference competition. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Mark Hoffines, our conference. He's our assistant commissioner for sports information and communications, and the fantastic work he does associated with our media days, with our championships, with our player of the week recognition, et cetera. Appreciate Mark very much. Appreciate the work that Hans and Carol do for us as well in the conference office. One final acknowledgement, I'd like to thank Jeff at York, now York University, no longer York College, stepping up to the plate, so to speak, to chair this group of 9 coaches. And that's a new responsibility for him, and we thank him for that, and thank Chelsea for her work with doing the ratings. I'm going to turn the time back to you, Nate. Thank you again. We had a tremendous men's wrestling media day. I look forward to being part of this this women's wrestling media day today, and that'll mostly fall on your shoulders, Nate. Sorry to put a little pressure on you, but hard to follow that up. But I'm sure we can try. So thank you again to everyone for being here, and I'll turn the time back to you, Nate.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you very much, Dr. Crawford. Now we get the ball rolling with our coaches, and we welcome Coach Dana Vogt of Doan University, entering his 4th year with the Tigers. Welcome, Coach. Please give us your thoughts on your squad and the upcoming season.
All right. Well, it's great to be here. This is my first time doing this, so bear with me. But it was about 12 months ago we made the decision to add women's wrestling. I think it's been huge for the university. It's been huge for our program. The school is very invested. I'm excited for what we have going on. We made the decision about 12 months ago to start the year with 20 girls, and obviously 18 of them are freshmen. So that's been an experience in its own. But The commitment the school has shown has been unreal. We have 2 spaces for facilities right now for the men and women, which are separate. And I know last week the board met, and they also approved to make some upgrades in the facilities to help with the growth of women's wrestling. And from our president all the way down to athletic director and professors, it's been nothing but positive from them. So that's been outstanding. We've also added 2 full-time coaches on the women's side. Zach Wilcox is our head women's coach. And then Coach Buka Tukbayar, he's from Mongolia. He's an assistant women's coach. They've been huge for the program as well. But just kind of going through a little bit with our program, I think we have we will fill all the weights, which is exciting, being in the first year, being able to fill all 10 weights. But some of the ones that kind of stand out, we got Karina Vang out of California. She was wrestling really well before COVID hit in California and kind of screwed things up. She had took 3rd at Fargo back then and dealt with some injuries and things during COVID and came back this last year, was 2nd at the showcase in Vegas, lost to the Gomez girl, who was world, and was ranked, I think, 9th in the country by Flo at the end of the year. Then we have Christelle Rodriguez. Before COVID had hit, she'd won California State as a freshman and sophomore, was a two-time world team member and a world silver medalist at the Cadet World Championships. She's been lights out for us. I think she's back in the groove. She's ready to make some moves. She's probably the most competitive person I've ever coached. If we were running sprints, she's going to win every one. She's done a great job. We got Avery Chia out of Wisconsin, who was third in Wisconsin last year. She was the voted hardest worker and MVP of her men's team in high school. And I think you see that work ethic in her program, or see that work ethic when she came into our program, that why she won those awards. Got Maya Blackman out of California, who was seventh in the state. She's very athletic and has done a great job in the room as well. And then we got Jessica Villanueva from Texas. She was 33-0 in the state champ in Texas last year. So I think those freshmen, they're obviously going to probably take some lumps throughout the year, but they're going to help build this program, and I'm excited to see what they can do. So
I've actually got a question from Jason Bryant from Matt Talk Online. Coach Vogt, you've had success in quickly building programs and quickly getting them to win nationally. What will be your strategy in doing the same on the women's side compared to the success you've already had on the men's side?
I think it's the same template. You know, for us, it's a numbers game, and we got to get girls in here, fill the weight classes, and we got to get girls to perform at a high level and have the school as involved as we can be. I'm a very passionate person. I share that passion with administration from the top down. And when you can share your game plan, you get a lot of backing and support. It's been nothing but that here. But it's the same thing. It's like we want to go out. We want to recruit girls that fit our culture and have a strong, strong desire to compete at a high level, and then just continue to build those girls to perform at a high level as well. So thanks, everybody, for having us. Excited to join the conference and looking forward to grow some relationships with some coaches throughout the year. So.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Coach, and good luck to you and your squad this season.
Thank you.
Now joining us is Coach Aaron Meister of Friends University. Coach Meister is in his second year with the Falcons. Welcome, Coach. Please give us your thoughts on your squad and the upcoming season.
You know, it's always a work in progress, no matter how good or how bad you are, and we're somewhere in between. You know, we've made some great strides, some great growth in 1 year, and we're excited to get out there and continue to build and grow and prove ourselves and build into being a nationally competitive program, along with many of our other great KCAC schools and so forth. And so one of the things that's done that for us is obviously our administration and the support we get and what they've done to help us get to that next level. It takes a great effort, and it takes a village. You know, it just can't be a wrestling coach and a team. You got to be surrounded by other great people, and we definitely have that support here. Falcon Invite is one that everyone's hearing a lot more about. The largest co-ed collegiate tournament in the nation. It's a good venue. Same venue that we're hosting the men's NAIA national championships at. And so when teams come to that, they're getting a championship venue and a championship experience in the beginning of the year. And for some of those people, they're going to be, you know, wrestling there down the road as well. Cause we hope to try to get that in the future for the girls. But that's one that's put us on the map and helped us out and make some large growths. Building out that roster, we really got some key people in our program now. I was fortunate enough to get a transfer, you know, from Gianna Moreno, and she was a conference runner up, and she was in the blood round as a freshman and then a Texas state champion. So we really hope that she can step up and help our program shine. And then we got another great girls and wrestlers to come into, state placers, Fargo participants, and so forth. And kind of going down the line, I guess we'll start at the top and work our way down. We got Christina Page from California, who we're pretty excited about. She moves really well. And her and another girl, Emily, I call her MJ because her last name is pretty hard to say, Jay Sunilage. our training partners. And Emily was a state qualifier here in Kansas in her first year. So we really feel like she's a blank canvas that we can build and develop. And then going down to 170, we got a transfer, Fernanda Miranda. So she had a year under her belt and then decided she wanted to come up here to Friends. So she'll be filling in at the 170 weight class. 155 is Bailey Nelson. She was state runner up in Utah, only to the girl who won Fargo this summer. So we think she could come in and make a name for herself pretty early. And then at 155, that was 155, excuse me. 143, we got some freshmen in there. Alondra Grusman might be filling in there. She's a Kansas State placer. And Gianna, like I mentioned, and has a great training partner with Miley Siegla, who's participated in Fargo and went pretty deep in that tournament and is an Arizona State placer. And then we get down to, 130. Eliza Easley is a freshman, and she, I believe, won state in Illinois before transferring to Arkansas her senior year and winning there and then coming our way this year. And then 123, we got Kennedy Harris out of Texas, should be holding down that spot. And 16, we got Chris Acrado, just from up the street in Valley Center from us, suburb of Wichita. She was a state qualifier. And then we have Maria Correa, who is a girl from Oklahoma that sat out a year and coached in high school, but then realized she wanted to get her feet back on the mat. And so, our roster has grown. Our coaching staff has grown from, two coaches to six coaches. So, that's one of the great things about Wichita. There's a lot of people around that don't mind helping or volunteering and getting on that coaching staff. So we're trying to build our program up and stake our claim as well as many other new programs that are out there doing so. So some of the things that I'm excited about at Friends University with adding, women's wrestling as a wrestling program and our school is that just the growth. Women's wrestling is the fastest growing sport in the world. And for me, somebody that's been involved with coaching women from a team aspect at the college level for 13 years is very exciting. I can remember when I first got into this and how far these young ladies and women have come in a fairly short amount of time is very impressive. And it's really helped grow the sport overall too. This generation of wrestlers and female wrestlers that we're getting, they're hungry to prove themselves. And they're not just girls, they're girls that can wrestle and wrestle well. And they're very coachable. They learn technique, and they don't really have much of an ego, which is pretty cool. So, I know it's been great for our school to increase our enrollment and just helps wrestling become more visible.
Got a question here from Jason Bryant. Coach Meister, what have you learned from coaching both men and women at both Friends and Wayland previously? Mold your philosophy and what's been evolving during your time at Friends, especially with the women's wrestling?
Yeah, absolutely. The women at the college level wrestle freestyle, which is our international style of sport and the highest level of wrestling that you can go to in the sport. And really, having to balance the men and the women and their techniques and their strategies has really challenged me to think outside of the box and become more creative and, invent some new stuff that has been really beneficial for us. And, the nice thing is you start getting a girl that's really good in wrestling, like a Tamara Mensah, an Olympic champion, a world champion. She likes to go with the guys some, and, they give her a good push. And so that's fun to see, and humbles the guys a little bit and humbles myself, and whatnot. And so I think outside of that, for me, what I've really learned, between the men and the women is with women, it's not necessarily what you say to them, what you're trying to teach them. It's how you're doing it. Your body language, your demeanor, and a lot of why we're doing these things. And so it's really helped me step back and think about my approach to wrestling and made me just a better coach and person overall. So it's been a great journey.
That's great. Another one for Jason and all of you coaches. This is one that he would like to hear from all of you when you have a chance to speak. The NAIA is sanctioning an official national championship, not an invitational, for women's wrestling. Put into words what that means for you and the sport.
It means we're legitimate. You know, it's pretty cool. Our motto here at Friends University and Wrestling Program is to be first. And, you know, we can now say that we're going to be the first organization to host bona fide, legitimate national championship tournament. And no other organization can say that. And nobody will be able to say that they were the first to legitimately do it as well. The WCWA, you know, kind of led that and pioneered that. So I don't want to leave them out. And that was something all the organizations fell under: NCAA, junior college, NAIA. And they led the way to help us get to this point. And then it's just nice to see, you know, our sport get 40 teams so that we can be a recognized varsity wrestling sport with the NAIA. And it just lets these girls know that they're legitimate and what they're working hard for is for real.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It is exciting times for sure. Thank you, Coach. We enjoyed having you on this morning. Have a great season and good luck with the Falcon invite.
All right, thanks.
Now joining us is Associate Head Coach Zach Revere of Avila University. Thanks for being here today, Coach, and please let us know about your squad and preview your season for us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. First and foremost, I would like to start by thanking a few of the key people that have made this program plausible here at Avila. First and foremost, the president, Dr. Jim Berkey, and then our executive vice president, Dr. Alexander Adams, also our athletic director, Sean Sumi, our sports information director, Tim Hackett. And I would like to thank our head coach, Graham Carwath, for trusting me with the reins of the women's program this year. And also our assistant coaches, Eric Mateo, Daniel Kapp, and Cole Sullivan. They've all been great assets for the program, both on the men's and the women's team here. You know, it's been pretty exciting having women's wrestling here at Avila University. Last year, we started both the men's and women's program together. So it's been pretty inclusive the whole time from the start here. Everyone's pretty excited about it, especially those people I mentioned before. Students here are pretty exciting as well. You know, it's awesome doing it here in Kansas City with Missouri and Kansas right on the border. You know, I think last year they had the fourth and sixth most girls respectively in participating in high school. So it's not new around here. So that's definitely helping us take the next step forward and continue to grow our program here. And personally, it's been awesome. This is my first time dealing with a separate women's team. Being from Minnesota, growing up, you know, there's always a couple girls at tournaments or at practice. But this is the first time it's been separate. So it's been very cool to deal with that. And I've got a couple little sisters. My younger one's been wrestling for a couple of years. And my older sister told me last night that she took home a registration form and she's going to join it this year because a lot of her friends are doing it. So it's just awesome to see the girls, not only at this level, but all the way down to the young kids as well. I'm going to just start by talking about some of our returners here. First and foremost, Markayla Lottie. She went 2-2 at nationals last year. She was ranked around the top 12 or so all year last year, or towards the end of the year. But she's just a super, super athlete. She's probably one of the most athletic people I've had the opportunity to coach and work with. Another girl that I love working with here is Jessica Miller. She took sixth last year at conference. She's gotten, you know, last year she was a dual sport athlete. This year she's focusing solely on wrestling. So I'm excited to see what that can bring to her when she's just focused on wrestling here. Next, our 109 pounder, Zoe Mizuru. She got fourth last year at nationals. Conference. She's pretty competitive. She's in every match. She never lets herself out. Last year she was down one match, 8-0, 9-0. I think she came back and won. So she's just super competitive, never quits, which is a big thing. Another returner I want to kind of highlight here is Susanna Mondrogan. She's a Texas girl. She's super, super fun to wrestle. I love wrestling her. She likes throwing, which is right up my alley. She likes hitting arm spins on people. So it's, you know, I don't, it's hard for me to get my arms extended and let her go. But it's also fun to go for a ride every now and again as well. Some of our freshmen that I'm really excited about, Bianca Cook, she's state champ from Arkansas last year, another super athletic girl. And she's, you know, she's been taking strides in the few months that she's been here. She competed at Fargo this summer. I was up there watching her and just super, super excited to, what her ceiling can be. Another girl I want to highlight, another freshman, Julia Datis. She's from Lindbergh. She's been coming back from an ACL surgery. So she's itching and grinding to get full back on the mat, but she's in the practice room every day, grinding really hard, doing what she can. So I'm just excited for her to get fully healed and back on the mat and see what she can do. Another freshman here, Jada Meredith. She's a local girl from just down the road in Belton. She's pretty new to the sport, but she's one of the hardest working girls I've ever met. She stays after pretty much every day, asking what she can do for more. Obviously she's pretty new to freestyle, so she's asking a bunch of freestyle specific stuff and just wants to learn and learn and learn. And sometimes I just have to, hey, one step at a time here. But same thing with her. I'm super excited for her ceiling. And another freshman I quickly want to highlight is Kirsten Bruegel. She's from Seneca, Missouri here. She's battling a couple injuries herself right now. But before she got injured, she was, you know, in the room every day. Same kind of thing with these other girls, is willing to work every day, willing to work through every position, never giving herself, never calling herself out, and just continuing to grind and improve. And she should be back here pretty soon. So I'm excited to see what she brings to the table. Our schedule here, this first semester, not going to lie, pretty heavy loaded here in the front half of our season. Starting out there in Wichita at the Falcon Open. The weekend after that, we're heading down to Atlanta for the Life Open. And then the weekend after that, we're at Moval. So it's going to be some barn burners after barn burners, but that's fine. You know, we're training, we're competing, getting ready for the national tournament and tournaments after the national tournament as well, open, those kind of things. So we got to face tough competition. So we're going to get right after it and use it as a measuring stick off the bat. We conclude our first semester here at home with our Eagle Duels. We got 12 teams coming for the women's side. It's going to be pretty awesome to have that many teams here in this gym. It's going to be pretty packed. It should be pretty loud. And, you know, last year that was a great success, and we hope to continue to grow that. Second semester, we start with some conference opens at the York Open and the Spire Open. And then towards the end of the semester there, we're going to Grandview. And then it's tournament time, conference and nationals. Conference and nationals time. But yeah, just collectively, you know, we've all taken great strides this year, and you know, the girls are working really hard, both on and off the mat, and I believe they all have the ability to do well, again, both on and off the mat here at Abilene University.
Thank you, Coach. Just kind of reminding you that we've got a few questions for all of the coaches from Jason Bryant. The first one: what's been the most exciting thing about adding women's wrestling to your campus in the eyes of you personally as a wrestling coach and to your school's administration?
Yeah, so it's been super exciting personally. Like I mentioned earlier, with my little sisters and family, particularly my little sisters just joining wrestling. You know, the youngest one's 7, the oldest one's about to be 10. If I want to, I can be here for a while, be at this level for a while, and I've got family and I've got a vested interest moving forward. So it's super exciting to see the opportunities that for them, and not only for them, but their friends as well. And same thing with campus. You know, we doubled our women's team from last year, and that's kind of our goal for next year too. So obviously bringing more students to campus here, the administration loves that. But again, just being that women's girls wrestling is so prevalent here in Missouri and Kansas, it's not very new, so that they've got a lot of experience with it, but yeah, they're very, very excited for it, just like we are, the team and coaching staff as well. And as far as the national tournament, you know, I personally love that. You know, I always, to recruits, to family members, that type of thing, I explain the NAIA as like the premier division for women's wrestling, right? We're the first with this qualification process, and especially the way that, you know, structured with bringing the 12. It's just, especially where the state of the sport is right now, you know, being so new, I believe it allows for so much opportunity, so much experience. You know, instead of just bringing one per weight class, you can bring up to 12 get those girls experience. And that's where we are right now in the name of the sport, right? Is just getting as many people out here trying to grow our programs, grow the sport. Eventually, you know, everyone will get there, be super competitive, but it's going to take time to get there. So I think, you know, the NAIA leading the way with the qualified tournament is pretty special to be a part of.
Absolutely. Follow-up question from Jason. Coach Revere, it's no secret KC is one of the hotbeds of wrestling nationwide. The performances in Fargo speak for themselves. The growth of Missouri's women's program in freestyle wrestling has been notable. What are you doing to keep those wrestlers within the border and not losing them to fellow KCAC schools in neighboring Kansas?
Yeah, great, great question. So we actually had, we were blessed and we actually hosted the Missouri Girls National Training Camp this year. So, you know, they had the most girls up in Fargo, just shy of 100. I think they had 96 girls. So we had great opportunity to meet each and every one of them. They're literally here on our campus. They were competing and training where we have over home duels. You know, I brought a lot of them around to see our wrestling room, just started those relationships with those, like you said, those local girls, because guess what? They're going to be back here next year for that same camp. So just planting the seeds with those younger ones, those upperclassmen, you know, just staying engaged with them. And again, a lot of good competitions around here at the high school level. So it's easy to stay involved and be at these tournaments and be present for these athletes that we have formed relationships with.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Coach. Really appreciate your time this morning and good luck to you and your squad this year. Okay, joining us now is Coach Chuck Kearney from the University of St. Mary. Good morning, Coach. Can you share with us how you and your squad are prepping for the upcoming season?
Well, it's good to be here. I'm going to start with Jason Bryant's question because I think it kind of sums up our program and a lot of the programs in this conference. The excitement on our campus is the fact that not only are we a part of the association that was the first governing body to recognize women's wrestling as a national championship, we also are the first conference to have recognized women's wrestling as a conference sport, with the first conference championship of any in the country at this level. You know, talking to all the wrestling people here, I don't want to say I laugh, but it kind of feels funny when I hear all this stuff about the University of Iowa and I try to figure out who the hell they're going to wrestle. And it's going to be us. We're the competition that we're competing against them, not St. Mary individually, but all of us, because we are the best wrestling national tournament there is. You look at those Olympic teams, they all have NAIA ties. We're excited to have it be a part of the sport and be a part of that movement. When I first started coaching, we had a young lady try to come out for the wrestling team. And I said, try, because she wasn't allowed to. Our head coach at the time said he wasn't going to have somebody on his roster that counted as a male student that wasn't able to contribute. Ironically enough, we worked with her on the side and she did a little bit of an audition and was allowed on the team in 1990. She went on to become a world silver medalist and pretty cool deal. But you know how far we've come to where we're at a point now where we have a national championship up there in Jamestown. Last year, it was unbelievable. I mean, the place was packed with wrestlers everywhere. And it was a great thing to see. So being a part of that is really exciting. This year at University of St. Mary, we have a new staff. We've hired two former wrestlers, Gabe Blau and Riley Hermio. They both have an extensive freestyle background, and our women are excited to have them in our program working with them. Our athletic trainer, Rayanne Brommert, works primarily with the men, but also will be working with our women, along with Jordan Perkins. That's our team, and from a coaching staff and support staff position. With our wrestlers, we have our top returners. We have Taya Villapano, 130. She was a top 12 wrestler in 2019 at the tournament. You know, she's a grad student senior, using the COVID year and all that stuff. We have Alicia Van Skoy out of South Dakota. She was third place in the KCAC last year at 136. We're expecting her to have some real good things happen. Araya Bode is another young lady wrestling for us that was in the top three at the conference tournament a year ago. And then finally, Leslie Sandoval, our 191 pounder, who was a conference runner up last year and somebody that we expect to kind of make some noise this year at the national tournament. Our top newcomers, we have Daisy Schultz out of Colorado. She transferred from another institution here, was an All-American last year at the NCAA Invitational. And then Awen Renard out of Burlington, Kansas, who was a state champion. So those are the kind of the top newcomers. They blend in with the rest of our group, and we've had a really good fall of training. We start the year. We have a inter-squad match we're doing on the football field. We'll have both men's and women's going. Our official, fortunately, has been able to is both a folk style collegiate referee and freestyle referee, and he'll be going back and forth. Which will be fun to watch him try to manage that match to match. You know, so one match will be a freestyle match, the next match will be a collegiate match. But we're trying to rev up some excitement on campus with 2020 being COVID, 2021 not being much of a season for us from a competition standpoint. We are kind of reintroducing our sport to our campus and trying to get our student body excited about what it is that we are. Then we'll go to the Falcon Invite. Again, we wrestled in that competition a year ago, and it's something that the women on our team have been talking about ever since. I mean, it was a, tip my cap to Coach Meister, their friends. It's a top-notch first-class event and a real honor for us to be able to be a part of that. and then in January, we have the Spire Classic, which we still have spots available for. So if any of you schools that have not found a tournament the last Friday in January, we do have spots available for that. Kind of to wrap up, we're a year older. As you guys all know, when you're developing a program, it doesn't just happen. It's step by step, and we're taking those steps, and we're hoping that we're now at a point where we'll start seeing some of the fruits of our labor.
We actually have one from Jason Bryant. Coach, from what you've seen, how have the teams within the KCAC helped kickstart the rise of high school girls wrestling in Kansas and the neighboring states? What's that relationship looked like to you with both levels growing together?
Well, I spent some time coaching high school wrestling. After being at Oregon for all those years, and you don't look at it like that. It's almost like you don't even notice it like that. It's just all of a sudden you're walking down the hall and it doesn't seem weird to see a girl wearing a wrestling shirt. All of a sudden it doesn't seem weird to see a girl with a cauliflower ear. All of a sudden it doesn't seem, weird to see a girl in sweats on a warm spring day running. Those were the things that kind of caught me off guard originally I said, well, what are they doing? And then all of a sudden, Donovan, wait a minute, they're wrestlers, And so watching that happen at the state level, at the high school, watching that happen at the college level, has been really exciting. The growth, it's exponential, and I don't think we've seen anything yet.
I think you're right. I think we're going to continue to see it just kind of shoot up and the numbers continue to grow each and every year.
Yep.
But thank you for your time, Coach. It's always great to talk to you. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
We now welcome Coach Dalton Wydell of Ottawa University, who is coming into his second season at the helm. Good morning, Coach. Can you give us a look inside your program as you prep for the start of the season?
Good morning, guys. Getting into my second year here at Ottawa, it's been fun. The first year we kind of scrambled to get some bodies in on the program, kind of build up the culture, set our expectations of what we wanted, and finally got, that first full year to kind of recruit and get everything going, and, it's been a lot of fun. It's kind of nice, it's not necessarily a new program, but, we're kind of rebuilding, kind of getting things going up and running, and it's been nice to kind of get these girls to buy in, to kind of understand what the expectations are, what we want. And obviously you guys know the men's program here, you know, ranked 7th in the country right now. Great, doing a great job on that side. And the cool part about it is Coach Crank and I get along very well. You know, we have the same expectations, you know, we do everything kind of the same. And the guys and the girls do that together as well. You know, you see them, they're always working together. They're always doing stuff together. They're always around each other. And it's awesome to kind of have that, you know. And you got to, you know, all of our assistants we have, you know, Jake Layden, Juan Rivera on the men's side. I actually have a graduate assistant helping me this year, Cindy Vasquez. She's a four-time placer out of California. So, you know, it's awesome to have that support. It's awesome to see people buying into what we're doing here, you know, and things are going great. We're having a lot of fun. You know, this girls group is just, they're very raw, but we're having a lot of fun with it. And they hold each other to high standards, which is awesome. You know, we have about 29 girls on the team right now. Of those 29, 25 of them are sophomore or younger. So, you know, super young team, lots of potential coming up. I guess a couple of the girls I would highlight, you know, coming back. You know, one thing I'm very blessed of is I get to coach my sister here. So my sister's a redshirt freshman. She'll be actually bumping up to 170 for us this year. She was ranked, I think, as high as 9th in the country at 55 last year. You know, Darianne Morrison, she's at 143 for us. She was ranked a couple of times last year, blood round, or one match away from blood round, you know, but coming off an injury, we're really excited to have her for a full healthy year, see what she's capable of. Jaden Andrews, she's one of our lightweight girls. She didn't get to compete at conference or nationals because of her back, but, you know, she's someone who comes in, she does everything the right way. She holds everyone a high standard, and, you know, we love having her, you know, having her leadership or accountability there. We got a transfer in from Baker this year, 116, Olivia O'Donnell. She's been a lot of fun to have around. She's been kicking butt at the lower weights, you know, and she just kind of fit in right away, you know, and she holds those other girls to high standards, teaches them some things. And, you know, she has a little bit of a different style that we like to have. But, you know, those are some of our newcomers that are, or our returners that are kind of, you know, we're expecting big things out of. But when it comes to newcomers or returners, man, I can't even begin to kind of break things down with, we have so many young girls, so much potential, so many athletes who are still learning the sport. I'm really excited to see what they do and, you know, how far they take their potential. You know, I guess November 1st, we do have Baker at home. So, you know, top ranked team in the country, we get open the season with them. And, you know, I'm excited to see what they're going to do and how they're going to react. You know, it's always nice to have a plan and be ready for them, but until you get hit in the mouth, you know, we'll never see what they're going to do, know what to expect. So I'm excited for that. But, no, I know you guys have been asking a question, you know, what is it like to have, you know, women's wrestling on campus and how's it impacted things? You know, it kind of goes back to just like when we start recruiting them, you know, the girls I'm looking for, I want girls who love the sport, who are passionate about it, who are high character individuals, you know, and that kind of transfers over to the admin side of things and how much admin, you know, appreciates having that, how having that female presence on campus, you know, helps out a lot. They're involved a lot. They do things the right way. You know, we preach that we're going to do even the littlest things the right way, whether that's picking up a piece of trash or holding the door open for someone, you know, and that transfers over to the campus, to the community. You know, we have a lot of people around us who are always asking us questions. How can we get more involved with wrestling? Can you work with our girls? Can we do a camp? You know, and, you know, I try to push that towards our girls, give them those opportunities, you know, hey, start building a name for yourself, start doing this, start getting involved. And, you know, it just kind of all takes care of itself, you know, when you do things the right way and you find those high character individuals. I tell my girls all the time, I don't want to just coach, you know, great wrestlers. I want to coach great human beings and we're going to make a difference. So, you know, that's kind of something we preach and that kind of carries over to everything you do on campus, you know, so that's nice to have. But I guess kind of going with that, you know, I like to say thank you to everyone who kind of helped me get started. You know, Coach Crank helped me, you know, get my foot in the door, helped me get things up and running. I have great admin support here in the classroom and on the athletic side. Our trainers do a great job of taking care of our girls. You know, our SIDs are amazing. You know, Katie Tooley, Mike Douglas, they do a great job helping me out with things. So, you know, that's really all I can ask for. And like I said, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am for this group, but you know, until we see it, not really much more I can say on it. So I'm excited.
Well, that's good, Coach. Jason Bryant's got a question for you here. Yep. Coach, what's it been like to cultivate the girls and women's wrestling community in Ottawa, first at the high school level and now at Ottawa University?
You know, it's kind of a blessing in disguise. Kind of lost out my senior year of wrestling, you know, and didn't really know what my next steps were. And then, you know, kind of getting the call to come back home and coach at Ottawa High School, where I'm from, where I graduated from, was something I've never even thought about, you know, and it's kind of been a blessing in disguise. I got, you know, I had great support from the community. You know, I knew a lot of the parents, I knew a lot of the wrestlers, they all bought in, they helped me get my feet. Like it was just a blessing. Everyone kind of knew what the picture was. Everyone bought in, got things going, you know, and then, my last year coaching high school, I actually got to coach my sister, you know, and she won a state title in the same arena I won a state title in. And, you know, it was kind of just pure bliss. And then, you know, not really knowing what was next, I was looking at kind of, you know, getting out of Ottawa. And then this opportunity arose and, you know, kind of jumped at it. And my sister wanted to come with me, you know, and you never really know what's going to happen, but it's been awesome. You know, I can't even begin to thank the people in this community, you know, who have helped me since I was little. They continue to support me. They continue to help me. You know, whether it's getting a girl a job or helping me fix a tire on something, you know, or anything, like I have a lot of support in this community. The community does a lot to support Ottawa University in general. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, having great individuals on your team. You know, it all comes full circle. You know, it makes a huge difference. And the people in the community want to help our girls. Our girls want to help the people in the community, you know, and it kind of takes care of itself. So, you know, it's been awesome. And I can't wait to see, you know, where this program's at in the next 4 years.
That's great to hear. It's kind of a feel good story. So maybe we'll see it on the big screen someday.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it. You know, good luck to you all.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this season. At this time, we quickly pause to once again and thank our fantastic KCAC sponsors, IMA and Dissinger Reed. Their support throughout the year has been something that the conference continues to appreciate, and it helps put on wonderful events. So thank you. We will now watch commercial.
Never slowing, never stopping, pushing forward every hour, every day, every quarter, every year. You don't do it for yourself. You do it for your company, your employees, your community, for all of us. That is why IMA is proud to help ensure the companies that form the backbone of America. Together, we are better. Together, we make a difference.
All right. Now on the hot seat is Coach Jeff Albers of York University. Coach, you are entering year number 5 with the program. Can you tell us about this year's team and what you expect from the upcoming season?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. We picked up quite a few this year. We got the returner Ella Whitaker at 101. And then we also have Lexi in there and Grace. Grace is the new one, a transfer from Indian Hills. We're excited to get her in there. Then we got Emily Ferguson coming back. She's a senior this year. Went 2-2 at Nationals last year. She has a lot of potential. We're just trying to get it all put together. If we can get it all put together at one time, I think she's going to do some really big things. We also have Allison Doppenberg, Katie Figueroa, her sister, Barisa Figueroa, and Lauren Tucker there in the 116, 123 range. They're battling out in the room to figure out where they're all going to go. I'm sure they'll figure it out sometime, hopefully pretty quick. We got some freshmen at 130, Alicia Chick, she's out of Alabama. Riley Hoppy, she's a state runner-up here in Nebraska. And then we got a good transfer out of Indian Hills at 136. Celeste, she's a hammer. She's a pleasure to have in the room. She pushes everybody else. I'm so grateful to have her. We got a Charity girl, Goldsmith Ding. Her older sister was here last year. She's going to be working her way down to 155. She's a California state placer. She came in at semester last year and wrestled on a couple opens for us and placed at a couple opens for us. But she's making her way down to 155. We got Lindsay up there at 170. She's a tough girl out of Kansas, Abilene, Kansas. She placed at the showcase, took fourth out there back in April. And then we also have Felota Shea. She's a California state champion. She's going to be at 191, possibly working her way down to 170. We haven't decided yet. We had a good recruiting year. to add to the ones that were coming back. I think we're going to have a very successful year. Looking forward to going to the Falcon to start off. You know, Meister puts on a good tournament down there. Had a lot of good things to say about it last year. We're excited for that. The girls are getting their weight down, trying to get to where they need to be. I want to thank my AD here, Garrett. He's a great guy to talk to. If I have a question, I just go talk to him about it. Very, very easy, very easygoing guy. And our president, you know, he's making a lot of changes here. We went from York College to York University. He's doing a lot of upgrades to buildings, a lot of new buildings, a lot of new structure, redoing buildings. Hopefully the wrestling is in that equation coming up. We're hoping for that. And like the growth in the girls here, I see the crowd, like when we're having duels, the difference between guys wrestling and girls wrestling, the crowd gets super pumped whenever the girls wrestle. They like the environment. They like that it's more fast paced. And it just brings a new feel to the wrestling part of it here. Like I said, our AD is super, super supportive. Our school super supportive. Girls are well respected around here. So that's all good. I think it's good for the with it going national tournament. We're really excited for that. The girls are excited for that because, you know, it's gonna mean something. It's not gonna have an asterisk by it. So they're pumped for that opportunity to be the first to go on the wall. That's one of their striving for, is to get there and to get that name up on the wall.
Fantastic. Coach, got a question from Jason Bryant. Coach, you've got a very diverse roster when it comes to where your athletes are being recruited from. What's been your best selling point on bringing wrestlers to York, Nebraska?
You know, we travel a little. We go to California. We go over to Georgia. We're going to Kentucky this year. So we like to get out, and I like to go to tournaments that they're having showcases, stuff like that, so I can recruit while we're there also, just to let them know, hey, we may be in the middle of the United States, and it might be totally different from where you're from, but we would love to have you. And it's, you know, the big selling part for California girls, and they even say it when they get here, it's like, everyone's so polite. Like, we don't understand why everyone's so polite out here. I was like, well, it's because not everybody's cutting a traffic jam out there. So
I really appreciate you joining us this morning, Coach. Have a great year.
Get it.
We now welcome Coach Chelsea Dionisio of Midland University, now entering year two. Good morning, Coach. If you would, please tell us about your program and how you see things taking shape this season.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I think one of the most exciting things about this season is that we've had a year under our belts, under me, if that makes sense. Everything that I ask of my athletes is always responded to with enthusiasm. They are now a team of just strong, empowered young women who hold each other accountable, who are just so excited to be at every practice. And we have talks about how, you know, if the next go is your last go, then we have to go as hard as we can. And they do that not only in the wrestling room, but also now in academics. They go out into the community because that's one of the biggest things that I try to preach to them. We like to be a part of the community, make our faces known, and give back to all those that support us. And we are fortunate in that we are supported not only by the community, but by the university as a whole. I'd like to thank my athletic director, Courtney Thompson, as well as my assistant athletic director, Scott Latham, who's my direct report, and then the head of our SID department, Jeff Braun, the way that they empower me as a coach trickles down to the team because they feel like they're supported and the things that they do when they feel that empowerment is amazing. And so I am really excited to see what they do. They're actually currently practicing, if you could hear the music in the background. Also another shout out to my graduate assistant coach, Coach Miranda Velasquez, who is currently running the practice. So I don't know what I would do without her. Some of the athletes I'd like to highlight, as far as returners go, this squad is led by returning All-American Esther Walker. She was a 2021 and 2022 KCAC champ, as well as taking third at the NAI Invitational last year. She is one of the most hardworking people I've ever met in my life. And I'm not just saying that because she's my athlete. The way that she attacks each and every rep, the way that she interacts with other people, is just amazing for me to see, and also makes me a better person because she makes people fall in love with themselves in a way that I can't understand. So not only is she a great wrestler, but she's just a phenomenal human being, that brings energy to the room and makes the people around her better. And then another returner that I want to highlight, Macy Avila. She was the 2022 KCAC champ at 136. She's moving up a weight class this year, going to 143. She's also on the powerlifting team, so we didn't see her in action at last year's National Invitational. But this year's powerlifting nationals got pushed back a month, and so she's going to be in action at, well, she has to qualify first. Now that's a thing, but we're going to see her in the postseason, and I'm really excited to see what she can do. Also just a very bright light and one of my leaders on the team. And so can't wait to see what Macy does up a weight class and finally in the postseason. Another returner that I want to highlight is Emily Paulino. She finished in the top 12 at 130 at Nationals last year. And we're just fixing those little things that make the goods the greats, right? She's very coachable, always has a good attitude. And so I can't wait to see what she does as well. And then one of the freshmen that I'm really looking forward to seeing compete is Casey Lipua. She took second at the Hawaii State Tournament last year, and she is also just a killer on the mat. The way that she drills kind of scares me, and I'm just standing on the side, right? So can't wait to see what they do. And just kind of the program as a whole has been just flourishing in so many different kinds of ways that I hadn't necessarily anticipated, but I'm thankful for nonetheless. And then as far as what's been the most exciting thing about adding women's wrestling to our campus, as a wrestling coach, it's kind of seeing someone's face and eyes light up when I tell them we have women's wrestling, right? Because there are some people who don't even know women's wrestling is a thing. And so they're like, what? No way. And then they're just automatically so excited to come support and know more about what women's wrestling even is. And I think another thing that's exciting about it is that I'm able to, not only I, but the girls too, were able to grow the sport in the region. You know, Nebraska had just sanctioned high school girls wrestling the year before. So it's just really exciting to be able to interact with all these young athletes who are also new. And so being able to grow the sport is one of the most exciting things. And as far as like school's administration goes, like I talked about earlier, the outpouring of support is phenomenal. And that's not even just at like the collegiate level, right? Our athletic director, Courtney Thompson, is just so passionate about women's sports in general that it just trickles down to the community as a whole. And it's awesome to see. And then also as far as the NAIA National Championship and its first year, there are no words. And I think there's just like, it's like a little more sweet, if that makes sense, that now we have to qualify, right? It's like the cherry on top. Not only like, it wasn't just handed to me that I'm at this tournament. all my hard work is finally accumulating. And I think another thing too about it now being a championship sport is that it's a big testament to all the trailblazers that came before myself, that came before Coach Cara. And like, it's just going to be an amazing thing. And I can't wait to just stand in the Harold Newman Arena where I competed as an athlete and just feel the culmination of all the great things that were to come. So
I think everybody around the country agrees with you and the excitement about it being a championship status. It's just one of those things that's infectious and everybody kind of feels it. So it's great to see your excitement and hear everybody else's. Jason Bryant has a question for you. Following up on Coach Albert's California comment, you're from California, and that's the dominant state when it comes to high school girls wrestling. How are you tapping into your relationships out west to bring the next generation of wrestlers to Midland?
Thanks, Jason. And also thank you for liking a bunch of my tweets. I really appreciate that. But as far as California goes, tapping into the relationships is crucial, because I'm still in like really good communication with my high school coach and all the high schools in the region. I hope to make it to the California State Tournament this year in order to show my face, because, you know, phone calls can only do so much. And being able to go to the place that grew me and offer these opportunities is, there are no words for that, right? But we just hope to make it out there as often as we can in order to give the opportunities to these girls. And also too, I'm really fortunate in the sense that I am close with our men's coaching staff. And so Coach Julian Gayton also has phenomenal resources. He wrestled at Fresno City College, which now started a women's program at the JUCO level. And so being able to make those connections and being comfortable with kind of reaching out to those that I hadn't previously talked to is something that I'm really looking forward to, just to get more California girls out here. So
thank you for taking time out of your day to share with us. Have a fantastic season.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You do. Now up is Coach Cara Romica of Hastings College in year number 3. Welcome, Coach. Can you preview your squad for us and give us some thoughts on the upcoming season?
Yes, absolutely. So first, I just wanted to start off with thanking all of the amazing people that help our team become as, you know, great as it can be. And a lot of those people are the athletic director here at Hastings College, Chris Clements. He's coming in first year as an athletic director, but he's been here before and as an assistant AD and a soccer coach. He's doing some amazing things here at Hastings College. And we have amazing trainers. Would like to thank them. Amazing strength and conditioning staff. Really couldn't do any of this without them. I'd also like to thank my two assistant coaches, Matt Hernandez and Marissa Patterson. They've done amazing things for this program as well. And it's just amazing to see this team grow, not only with the team, but as the people that support this team as well. This community is just unmatched, and I'm so thankful for it. This year, I mean, obviously last year we're coming off of being conference runner-ups. We, you know, came into conference, just we went beast mode, and the freshmen that we had, they really rose to the occasion. So I was really thankful for that. I mean, one of the main things with that is just I just preach to my athletes that if you're having fun with wrestling, you're going to compete well and you're going to do good. So just go out there and do the best that you can do and just enjoy the moment. And that's exactly what they did. Last year's conference team, we had 10 freshmen and we had one sophomore. And so that in itself was a super young team. And a few of those people are returning this year. And so a couple of those people that I'd like to highlight is Bemi Tesfa at 101. She placed fourth last year, only wrestled a couple years in high school, you know, had a knee surgery along with that too. And she's been working her butt off and doing amazing things this year in practice already. Tabitha Wood at 130 last year. She'll be at 136 this year. She placed third last year and just is an extremely hard worker as well. Is just everything that I want in an athlete on and off the mat, doing great things in her classes. Alondra Becerra placed seventh at 136. She'll be returning. Cadence Turner, you guys know the mitochondria is powerhouse of the cell. She's the powerhouse of our team. So she, bio major, so I got to add that in there. She is amazing. She made it to the blood rounds last year at Nationals, did a phenomenal job, was super close to becoming our first All-American this year. So I just wanted to, you know, highlight her, and our hopes is that she could be the first All-American, you know, for Hastings College. We've got Kim Pollock. She's going to be redshirting for us this year, but she's also returning. And Abby Beck, who competed last year as well and went to Nationals for us at 170. So those are all our returners. Really excited for them. You know, they're great leaders, especially for being such a young team. We haven't always had that, you know, older leadership, but now we are starting to have some of those older people that can influence the freshmen. And speaking of freshmen, we have a lot of great incoming freshmen this year. We have a bunch of state placers. Candace Brickell, she's from Colorado. We have two Nebraska girls, Gwyneth Davis and Lily Gomez, who is also a state placer. Larissa Kaz, she's been, you know, consistently nationally ranked at the high school level, as high as 9, and she's going to be, you know, amazing this year. She's already just being such a leader for being so young. She's come in and showed these girls what drilling really should look like. And so that's been a huge influence. And then, of course, you know, since I'm from Texas, we got to bring in some Texas girls. So we got Kenzie Kearns. We have Brianna Miller and Trinity Nunez, who were both Texas State qualifiers. And our final freshman, Taylor Rickley, who was a Tennessee State placer. So definitely excited for the freshmen that we're bringing in this year. We also have some people that are, you know, joining us mid, you know, way through the year. We've got some people joining us at semester. We've got a girl from Germany who's joining us, which is bonkers. So that's pretty cool. And I also wanted to just say, like, to answer the question that Jason Bryant asked, why is it, you know, the most exciting to have women's wrestling here on campus? So I would say that one of the biggest things is that something that we haven't really had in the past is that this year we have just an extremely great relationship with the men's program as well. We just had our Crimson and Black duel, which we did on the football field under the lights. I think it made the, you know, the teams both feel really special in a way. And we had a huge turnout for that. You know, we had raffles, all of that. And I just think that, you know, that was a great way to just show the community and show the campus what women's wrestling is all about, and also how a men's and a women's team can really support each other. Because I think that's not always seen with wrestling, is that you have a men's program who sees you as a legitimate team and sees you as, you know, equals in that way. And that can be a really great, you know, role model and example for other teams. We've got basketball, we've got other teams that have men's and women's counterparts. So I just think that just influencing other teams in that way and showing that the two teams can work together is really great. And also just our outreach to the community has been a lot better this year. You know, last year we got the team of character, but we're even stepping it up this year and, you know, working really, you know, tight with our community and being involved with, you know, schools, elementary schools, with local businesses and things like that. And I just think that's important in itself, because then, you know, the community members can see that women's wrestling does exist and that we are leaders in that way. And, you know, with grades and everything too, we've got, like, you know, a really high team GPA this year, which is something that we haven't necessarily seen in the past. And that's been something we've had to work really hard on. You know, my girls are over here, you know, telling me all the things they've learned, like Pythagorean theorem and things like that. So it's crazy just to see the increase of our GPA and everything rise, which has been pretty dang amazing. So couldn't be happier, and just really excited for this year and to see where this team goes.
That's great to hear. Got a question from Jason Bryant. Coach, same general concept as Coach Dionisio from tapping into your background. You're from Texas, as you mentioned. So how are you using your relationships to recruit that great high school girls wrestling state? And how have you been able to develop relationships in Nebraska to keep those kids home as well?
Yeah. So in Texas, I mean, I do a lot of camps down in Texas over the summer and everything, especially down at my old high school. There's just something about Texas and the girls from Texas. Like, you know that, you know, they're going to be tough. They're not going to know how to drill. They're going to know how to, you know, have that mental toughness, because that's something that growing up in Texas, that's really preached, is, you know, being mentally tough and being able to, you know, be in a dogfight, as you might say. So that's one thing that I really love about recruiting Texas girls, is that we just vibe well and we have some of the same philosophies. And I know that those people will spread, you know, that kind of mindset to the other girls on my team as well, and just show them what, you know, a state that's been sanctioned for so long, you know, just what that kind of looks like. And I love that we have such a diverse team from, you know, all these different places, because there's just all these different ideas and concepts and different moves and different styles, and it can all be just shared, you know, amongst each other, which is pretty dang great. So it's great to have those Texas girls in there, and it's great to have those relationships from Texas as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Coach. I wish you and your team a great season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We now welcome our final coach of the day, Coach Amy Golding of the University of Jamestown in year number one. Good morning, Coach. Can you tell us a bit about how things are going in year one and how hosting the first fully sanctioned national championships play into your planning, if at all?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here and see everybody. It's been so interesting to hear what everybody has had to say in regards to their own programs and the development, you know, of women's wrestling in general. As you know, Jamestown was one of the first eight colleges to even have a women's wrestling program. When I originally went to college, when I graduated high school in 2008, there were only eight. So it's just, it's insane for me to wrap my mind around. I had eight options and now they have hundreds. You know, it's so impressive. And I never would have thought, as an athlete wrestling on a men's team, you know, that that was even possible. But so the growth is just, it's so impressive. It's so exciting. And it's so exciting for me, not just as a coach of a university team, but as a mother of a girl wrestler as well. My daughter wrestles and she loves wrestling. My boys wrestle. You know, I think the majority of families and girls that you're going to speak to about, you know, wrestling, their brothers do it, their cousins do it, their uncles do it, their dads do it. You know, it's a, wrestling is such a family sport. Everybody's a wrestler if you're a wrestler, you know. So actually getting to talk to those girls, like having my daughter come into a university room and watch 25 college girls work out super hard, you know, be positive, have their, you know, all their crap together, so to speak. You know, it's just so nice. It's so unexpected and it's such a blessing. So I'm just going to say thank you before I kind of begin to my athletic director, Austin Heeb, when I say thank you to all of the coaches, you know, that help me every day. I am a first year coach, so there are things every day that I have to ask somebody about. And everybody is super supportive here at Jamestown. You know, even as far as, oh, you know, this is where we go for, you know, dinner. Like, they try and help you in personal ways because it's such a small community. And I think that's why, you know, wrestling and adding wrestling is so important in the college to me. So seeing the wrestling, seeing their wrestling culture on campus and in the community here versus where I lived in New York is so impressive, because everybody knows here about the women's wrestlers. So if you wear a UJ women's wrestling sweatshirt, they want to know, oh, hey, I didn't know you were the new coach. Like, how's your team doing? When are you guys wrestling? When can I come watch you? No, can I come watch you in the room? It's literally that personal with these community members. So that is like a very exciting thing for me. In New York, we have club wrestling, which is great, and everybody's excited at the club, but you don't necessarily get that outside in the community. So it's a much different culture here with the women's program in the college. I do want to go back and also thank my husband, who is my assistant coach, as well as my grad assistant, Alyssa Troll. She's been super helpful. This is her second year as a grad assistant. She's also competing this year. So it's she got that COVID year back. So that's a little bit more of a challenge for her, but she's doing an amazing job balancing everything. I never have to worry about her grades. I mean, she is a grad student, but it's just super appreciated with all the staff here helping. I am very lucky as well to be working with Jim Zaleski, the men's head coach, who is also at Iowa. You know, I'm not sure if I'm really bugging him, but I feel like I need to pick his brain every day about something else. Hey, coach, how do you do this? Hey, coach, what are you doing for this? And he's just been so kind and, you know, guiding and helpful, just like everybody else here that I just, it's just super, super, super nice. So I wanted to thank him as well. And Claude, the assistant men's coach as well. It's just the environment in the wrestling room is so positive, no matter what. We're so flexible with each other. We can, if one of his kids misses his practice, I have no problem with them coming in and working out on the side, and he does the same for me. It's just such a great relationship that's been built already. So I'm very appreciative for that. Like I did say, I am first year coach, but I am not a newbie coach. So I do have a certain way that I like things done. We have certain expectations, and my team has been amazing. I haven't had any alcohol problems. I haven't had any, you know, problems with boyfriends or really bad breakups. Nothing in, you know, the aspect that you would kind of expect from high school, just graduated girls. So the level of maturity here is really impressive as well. And I think that's because we have so many high education degrees. So we're really, the girls that I'm recruiting are really, you know, got to have your grades up. You have to be doing, you know, some kind of business, some kind of nursing. You have to really have your heads on your shoulders. So for the girls that are doing that here, and also training at the level that they're doing, I think we're all going to be surprised with their results. So I'm going to go over a couple of the returners that we have. You know, we had 7 KCAC champions last year. We have 6 returners, so pretty good setup already. We have Allie Bodwin at 130, Josie Bartoszewski at 116. She's moving up to 123 this year. Agatha Andrews was ineligible at the end of the year. She is going to be returning this year. So we're expecting big things from her. She's a previous KCAC champion as well. Ariana Marufo won the KCACs at 123 last year. Kelly Acosta is returning as well at 191. She was also the champion last year. And Lucita Jara. So we're coming in with a pretty stacked team, but I was super impressed with the amount of freshmen that we have to challenge these, you know, conference champions already. And the fact that we have, you know, Jenna Gerhardt, she's one of our freshmen. She's pushing these, our other 116, 123 pounders, like they can't even breathe. And something that I preach within the room is steel sharpens steel. And we need to keep pushing each other like that, even to the point where you're almost, you know, fighting in the live goes, to be able to get to the point that you want to be. And, you know, I'm super excited that I walked into that, you know. So we have the history of excellence here. We were one of the first teams to have a women's team in the country. We are obviously one of the first teams to be a part of the conference championships because we're in the KCSU, right? And then obviously I'm super excited for the NAIA Nationals this year, the official Nationals. So I did speak a little bit about my background in New York. I wrestled on a high school men's team and I was the first woman to win the men's team in New York and go to the state tournament, which was a big deal. But I never, when I was competing, would have thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool if there were girl dual meets? Wouldn't it be cool if instead of me being an irregular, the girls around me, because I was able to convince six girls to join my boys wrestling team with me 1 year. Yeah. If I could have gotten that, we could have had a team then. And it's just it's so exciting. I never would have thought it was possible. It just shows the real growth in the wrestling community and the support. And I'm online all the time seeing posts about New York State is almost approved. New York State is almost approved. So we're making the strides. We're heading in the right direction. I think we just need to keep pushing to get, you know, everybody in. I also did want to mention a couple more of my freshmen from my roster. Alexis LaFountain was one of my club girls from New York. So I was able to grab her very last minute and bring her here, and she's going to do amazing things. I think everybody's going to be surprised and impressed. So we do have our official dual meet schedule out, but we also have an added event, which is a black and orange duel this Friday at 7 p.m. We have 12 matches set up right now. So we do have a full team. We have a full roster and it's going to be a show. And to comment on something, I'm not sure exactly who said it. It might have been the York coach. But it is great. It is the I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw some of the girls that are wrestling at our conferences this year, that are conference champions, making a few world teams this summer. And that is what my goal is as a coach. And that's why I'm so excited. Any other questions?
Thank you, Coach. Got a quick question for you from Jason Bryant here. Coach, you talked about your experience and having few options to choose from when you were on that leading edge of college women's wrestling. Talk about the opportunity women's wrestling is now giving women who have the desire to be coaches at the next level. On the men's side, we've seen them go from competing right into coaching. Now college coaching is a viable career path, and you have a chance to blaze a trail in that manner as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really excited about that. I think as a wrestler growing up, I was always looking up to, you know, Kale Sanderson and John Smith. And that's kind of what I try and figure out, you know, the brands. I try and figure out those great, you know, wrestlers. What are they doing? What can I do that's similar, you know? Iowa just started their program, which is great, but they are going to be wrestling with us. We're going to be competing against Iowa. So, you know, what can we do now? And what needs to change in the future?
I think that's it, Coach. I don't see any more questions in the queue. Really appreciate your thoughts on everything and wish you a good season.
Thank you, too.
And with that concludes today's KCAC Women's Wrestling Media Day. I would like to thank each of the coaches for taking time out of their busy schedules to talk with us about the upcoming season. Media Day will be archived on our Facebook page under the video section if you missed your coach speaking. Also, the NAIA Women's Wrestling Preseason Coaches Poll is scheduled to come out on Thursday. Special thanks to IMA and Dissinger Reed for joining us and being the amazing sponsors for the KCAC that they are. I encourage you to visit kcacsports.com to find more information on your favorite teams, and be sure to mark your calendars for the KCAC tournament set for February 25th, hosted by York University. You will also want to make sure to attend the NAIA National Championships in its first year of full NAIA championship status, taking place March 10th and 11th at the University of Jamestown. With that, I wish you a wonderful day and season.
The Short Time Wrestling Podcast is proudly outfitted by Compound Sportswear. Shirts, singlets, custom gear orders, everything you need. Call up Cliff and the crew at cmpteamwear.com. Hey, you know what? Did you like the show? You want to hit that subscribe button, matttalkonline.com/listen. Various different ways to subscribe to this show on your favorite podcatcher of choice. And if you're already subscribed and you're already listening, you love the show and you want to support this show and this network, matttalkonline.com/join the team. Become a team member today.